Hi, this is Sybil Wilkes from the Tom Jordan Morning Show, and it gives me a great pleasure to have the opportunity to talk to the First Lady of New York City, Shirlane McRae. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
We're talking about mental health, and this is a part of your interest, your discussion with the City of New York, and getting programs and talking and bringing this topic to the forefront of conversation. How is this an important topic to you, or why is it, I should say?
So, well, this topic is so important to me because it's personal. From the very beginning of my life, I think I've had experiences with people who were affected by mental health issues. My parents, both of them, suffered from depression. Mm-hmm. I have other family members who've suffered from various mental health challenges. And even our daughter was diagnosed a few years ago with depression, anxiety, and a substance abuse disorder. So it's really hit home for me.
In a lot of different directions, no doubt.
Yes, it has. It has. And friends and coworkers, I can't tell you. I really have felt like there's something wrong with me, that there's so many people in my life who have been affected by this. But what I've found out as I've gone out around the city talking with people mm-hmm. is that it's not just me, that this is so pervasive in our society. It's just that people just don't talk about it. And we've got numbers like 1 in 4, 1 in 5 people have a diagnosable mental health condition. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people. That means everyone is affected.
And if you look around in a room and you have 5 people, one of you is affected in some way or another.
That's exactly right. And I've spoken at different, to different audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I always ask them, can you raise your hand if you've never had an experience with someone, so a loved one, a friend, a neighbor, whatever. And if you've never had that experience, raise your hand. No one ever raises their hand.
Mm, wow. And that's telling, isn't it?
It really is.
We're talking to the First Lady of New York City, Shirlane McRae, and you and your husband have undertaken a real effort to bring the stigma of mental health out of the dark and into the light. What are the types of programs and what kind of footprint are you planning to set there in New York City?
Well, we're spending millions of dollars to expand some of our existing programs and services.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most important thing for people to know is that our focus right now is putting together a roadmap. That's like a plan of action,
mm-hmm.
so to guide our steps forward, because what we have recognized is that we don't really have a mental health system.
Mm.
We have programs and services, and some of them are excellent, but it's not really a system. It's not consistent from place to place. There's no real standards of care. There's not enough cultural competency. And so although we have expanded many of our services to make sure that, for example, people who are really most vulnerable in our homeless shelters, our foster kids, our domestic violence victims, making sure that they get the services they need, our focus right now is really on the big picture, trying to figure out how we can connect all these dots, all these pieces, and make sure that everyone is really getting the service they need.
And this is a multi-million dollar effort on your part, you and Mayor de Blasio, to bring this. And from the information in one of the articles you wrote, Silence is Deadly, Mental Health in the Black Community, you're talking like $78 million annually to provide counselors and treatment to vulnerable New Yorkers.
That's right. That's right.
That's just
the beginning.
And that's annually.
That's right.
So that shows you, and as you say, it's just the beginning. And in a city like New York City, it really is just the beginning, isn't it? Because you're talking about the number of people that are affected by mental health disparities.
That's right. I can tell you that we've invested more than $380 million in mental health over the next 3 years. And that 78, which is like about $80 million really,
mm-hmm.
it will fund services by 2017, and we'll take services to New Yorkers where they live, where they work. That's the schools, that's the shelters, that's the family justice centers. And we also have a program that we launched called New York City Safe, which supports a very narrow population of New Yorkers who have untreated serious mental illness, but who also pose a concern for violent behavior.
Mm.
And $130 million to serve people with behavioral health needs in the criminal justice system.
Mm, which is
so
a whole other issue.
So we're taking this head on. Again, we're expanding services where we know, like, we have to do more and we have to do better. But we're also looking at, like, where do we need to be 5 years from now?
Wow, that's admirable. What was the I guess, for lack of a better word, I always like to talk about that aha moment, as Opal would say, when you decided that this was going to be your project, and especially in light of your family history and being very sensitive to that. What was your moment of deciding to take this on?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, it's something that's been on my mind for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to define that moment, and it was certainly in my mind to take it on last year. You know, after the election,
mm-hmm.
and at a time when I was trying to decide, well, what am I going to focus on? Where do I want to make my biggest impression? Where do I want to put my time? And mental health has kept coming back over and over again because it was something that I felt people just weren't talking about. And I also felt that it touched all the areas that I had a deep interest in, like education,
mm-hmm.
like the justice system, like the arts. I mean, mental health touches so many different areas. In fact, we are in the process of bringing together all of the agencies in the city that actually are stakeholders and invested in how well people do in their various areas, and at least 18, 20 agencies that are interested in us making progress in the area of mental health because it affects their outcomes as agencies. We're talking about education and criminal justice,
mm-hmm.
and children's services. Business. Yeah, everyone's affected by this.
It really is, and it's almost surprising that it's not more than one in five. I just think about the, and especially your article that you wrote a few months ago, Silence is Deadly, and Mental Health in the Black Community. And within our African-American communities, it is something that we don't talk about, but it is just as deadly as any kind of other physical ailment we might have, such as diabetes or cancer.
If not more so, because the reality is there's no health without mental health.
Mm.
Most people who have some sort of mental health challenge also suffer physically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it could be depression or, you know, bipolar disorder or anxiety, whatever it is. The two kind of go hand in hand. And African Americans and Latinos and Asians, you know, they really are less likely to seek service and to receive service when they're in that kind of psychological distress. And part of that is the fear, the stigma.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and this is from my conversations around the city, is part of the fear is that people don't realize that we have real treatment options now. Maybe we didn't have, you know, maybe there weren't 50 years ago or even 20 years ago the options that we have now, but we have them, and so people don't need to be afraid that they can't get well.
And maintaining that, because once, and I know this is true in my life with people that have been affected by this, once they do get help and they start taking medication, they feel good, and then they figure that they're healed, that they don't need to continue it.
Yes, that, we call that the Humpty Dumpty.
Right.
You know, you get up and you're like, okay, I'm good. I don't need to take it anymore. But I want to point out that there are, especially for the most common ailments, depression, anxiety, and substance abuse, there are treatments that are not necessarily based on medication. I mean, sometimes you need to take medication and get counseling,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes counseling alone can be the solution.
Can really help. We're talking to the First Lady of New York City, Shirlane McCray. And if people in the New York City area want more information, is there a website they can contact?
NYC.gov.
Okay. All right. And my last question for you is, how you doing? Because you just sent your baby boy off to college.
Oh, my God. What a bittersweet moment. There were tears.
Oh.
And we miss him.
No doubt. Well, thank you for all the good work you're doing. And if you want more information, go to NYC.gov. But the First Lady of New York City, Shirlane McCray, and her husband, the mayor, Bill de Blasio, are doing their part to help invest in the mental health and wellness of New York City residents. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Sybil.
Take care now.